The community of Turlestran near Tubbercurry in County Sligo is struggling to come to terms with the tragic deaths of two brothers in Banada on Sunday. 20-year-old Shane Skeffington apparently killed his 9-year-old brother Brandon before taking his own life. Father John Glynn is the parish priest in Turlestran. He's been telling me about how the community is trying to come to terms with the tragedy.
Well, we're all obviously shocked. We're still trying to come to terms with what happened, but I suppose mingled with that is a great sadness for the Skeffington family. You know that it's just a terrible thing to happen to them. But as I say, we're all in that sense of, you know, trying to put words and not finding the words. You know, so that's kind of where we are at this stage still. You know, so there's a sadness and a numbness, I think, in people, and I suppose a sorrow for the family as well.
There's the difficulty as well, Father Glynn, of explaining what has happened to the children living in the area.
Yes, yeah. We had a meeting last night. The principal, Larkin Brennan, arranged, and we had two people came to talk to the parents of the children in the school. I think one from the Department of Education and one from the HSE. So they were very, very good, very helpful to everybody in the school as well, you know. But there again, of course, we were all shocked and wondering what to do and how to explain it. And I suppose maybe the advice was that, you know, children are going to be upset. And that's natural, and just to be, I suppose, on the lookout with them and for them the next number of days as well. The most, I suppose, the important thing is that unfortunately the two lads have died, you know, and that's the real situation. That's as much as we know, and that because of that everybody is very sad. It's not, I suppose, to speculate any further than that that's the important thing. That's what the people are feeling, their own family are feeling, the devastation at the loss of the death of their two sons and their two brothers.
Are sufficient resources being made available? Are counselling services there? Presumably they will be needed not just over the coming days, but weeks and months ahead.
The advice would be that they wouldn't be needed for a while. You know, that you have to let nature take its course, that the children will be upset for a while, and it's the parents that are the people that are closest to them, and it's they that will have the most impact. But that going on, further on, as we see things develop, that yes, that they would fast-track things for, you know, any resources that are there, they would fast-track them in the circumstances. So, you know, we'd have every hope that the resources would be available if needed.
And in the course of your duties, Father Glynn, would you ever have had any dealings with, or would you have met Shane Jr. or Brandon?
I'd have met Brandon to the school. He'd have made his communion. He was in third this year. He'd be going into fourth this year. So I'd have met him in and out of the school. And he was a lovely lad. Very lively, but they were all very lively in that room, and always kind of wanting, I suppose, to do the right thing, and didn't always do the right thing, but there's a great sense of justice about him. That's one of the things that one of the teachers was telling me about him, a great sense of justice about him. So he was a good lad, he was very good.
And that was Father John Glynn, the parish priest in Turlestran, speaking to us a short time ago. And if anyone is affected by the issues raised in that interview, the Samaritans can be contacted on a free phone number, 116 123, and Console are on 1800 247 247.